You're listening to the audio production of More Than a Hobby, How a $600 Startup Became America's Home and Craft Superstore by David Green with Dean Merrill, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Tom Parks. I dedicate this book to three ladies. My mother, Marie, the inspiration of my life. My wife, Barbara, the love of my life, and my daughter and personal cheerleader, Darcy, the light of my life. I also dedicate it to my two sons, Mart and Stephen, whom I love dearly and hold in the utmost respect. To my nine grandchildren, the joys of my life, Brent, David T., Derek, Scott, Lauren, Amy, Lindy, Danielle, and little Grace. To my son-in-law, Stan, whom God created especially for my daughter, and my two daughters-in-law, Diana and Jackie, whom I call supermoms. Because of their past and continued support and prayers, my life has been fulfilled. Chapter 1. Why I Love Retail. You could smell the fresh popcorn as soon as you came through the front doors of McClellan's Five and Dime on Hudson Street. The wooden floors creaked as you stepped toward the candy counter to the left or the toiletries department to the right, where a smiling young clerk would say good morning as she waited to serve you. If you passed by a little farther, you came to the second bank of counters. Sheets and towels were overseen by an older lady named Mrs. Duncan, while the toy department was enlivened by petite, energetic Anne, who was ready to kneel down and give any young boy or girl a squeeze. Nearby were the hosiery and lingerie sections, and on toward the back of the store came housewares, hardware, and pets. In charge of it all was a wiry, medium-height manager in his late 50s, Mr. T. Texas Tyler, who was always on the move. McClellan's sat on the east side of the courthouse square of Altus, Oklahoma, a county seat town of some 20,000 in the middle of cotton fields and cattle ranches, 220 miles northwest of Dallas. Not that our family came to shop very often at McClellan's. We simply didn't have the money. My father was the pastor of a church with no more than 35 attendees, which meant a tiny salary despite the need to put food on the table for six kids. We had no car. We just walked wherever we needed to go. Aunts and cousins from California would occasionally send us hand-me-down clothes, which helped a great deal. That way, our parents only had to fill in the socks and underwear.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?